Before we start tonight's episode, I want to give a quick parental advisory. So if you have any little kids around, tell them to earmuff it, because this beginning's going to be crazy. Let's go.
Austin Aguilar, I want that sorry motherfucker off my team! How the fuck do you drop that shit? Worst fucking receiver in the history of fucking football! Trash-ass motherfucker! You fucking suck! You sorry-ass fucking disgraceful piece of fucking shit!
All right, I'm sorry. I can't listen to that without breaking up.
Oh, God.
That's amazing. I'm pretty sure that's how every single Eagles fan feels right now at this moment. All right. Well, welcome to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. I'm your host. You already heard Jay laughing in the background. What's up, dude?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I'd be better if Nelson Aguilar's sorry ass was off of my team.
I could watch that clip all day. And that's it's from 2016.
Yeah, isn't it funny so it just, how shit from 2016 is still happening in 2019?
It shows
huh?
you the hatred the Eagles fans have for that guy.
It just shows how inept the Eagles front office is, to be honest with you, if you really think sure. about it. Somebody thought it was a good idea to pay that man $9.5 million this year, even though he's been pretty terrible his entire career.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still not over Nelson Aguilar dropping all these passes. So this is our preview pod for the week. We got the Bengals and the Steelers matching up in Cincinnati, a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. And then we have the Eagles and the Seahawks, also a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. A couple big games for these teams. They're both sitting at 5-5. This is huge if they're really trying to make a push for the playoffs. This you got to get back up. Yeah, you got to get back up over 500 and make a run at the end of the year. So the Steelers, they got a pretty easy one. The Bengals are what, 0-10, and they look like absolute dog shit. The worst team
they
in the
look,
NFL.
Yeah, they look 0-10. There's no bright spots for this team.
They have nobody on offense, nobody on defense. They're starting a rookie quarterback who's completing around 40-something percent of his passes, I believe. So
he hasn't been good for him.
Yeah. What do you got for us this week on this game, Jay? You got anything to talk about?
It's gonna be fun. I guess the injuries are probably gonna be the biggest thing to talk about.
Wait, real quick, before we start. Mike Tomlin had his press conference, and I wanted to jump on something real quick. Do you have that for us?
Yeah, we could play
right now. The beginning of that, and I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
Good afternoon. As always, I'll start with a quick synopsis of our last performance. You know, post-game, I didn't have a lot to say about the unfortunate incident that transpired at the end of the game, and really thoughtfully so. You know, it was ugly. It was ugly for the game of football. I think all of us that are involved in the game, particularly at this level, want to safeguard and protect the game, its integrity.
Who the fuck is Mike Tomlin talking about the integrity of the game? Isn't he the same asshole that jumped out on the field and tried to tackle a kick returner when he was taking it to the house?
No.
Yes.
He didn't jump on the field. I don't know what you're talking about. He was standing on the sideline, watching the play on the overhead
Don't
screen,
even defend that man.
And Jacoby Jones just ran too close.
I heard his press conference, and I almost – my jaw hit the floor. I'm like, what the hell? Who is he to say anything about the integrity of the game of the NFL and how?
Yeah.
What a moron.
It's a weird statement coming from him.
It's like,
considering his history.
Your dumb ass literally hurt the integrity of the game not that long ago.
I get it. But at the same time, I don't want to compare with Myles Garrett smacking somebody in the head with a helmet.
At least Myles Garrett was in the heat of the moment and some crazy shit happened.
So was Tomlin. He was trying to watch the game. That's heat.
Oh, my God. All
what
right.
You want him to do?
Proceed to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers keeping their integrity of the game for this week against Cincinnati, please.
All right, so we'll jump right into it then. As you said, 5-5 Steelers are going to the 0-10 Cincinnati Bengals, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Right now, Steelers are 6.5-point favorites. I guess some of the bigger news is you got Deontay Johnson back full practicing after a scary concussion last week.
He had, what did he have? Brain, what did you call it last week?
Brain juice.
Brain juice coming out of his head. Brain surprising juice. To see him practicing already.
Yeah, and then Benny Snell back full today.
Oh, man. So that's somebody to carry the football.
Yeah, because Jalen Samuels hasn't been doing it. So Benny Snell is that James Conner type runner through the tackles, can get you three in a cloud of dust. Speaking of Conner, did not practice with that shoulder. I'm not going to be shocked if he misses this game.
He ain't playing.
And then Juju, he is dealing with a concussion and a knee injury sustained on the same play.
Yeah, he's already been ruled out, right?
Yeah, he's not playing at all. So
the Steelers are down some weapons.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
This might be a closer game than people think.
Man, I'm a little nervous about this one.
I shouldn't be,
but still.
I'm still not worried about the Bengals.
I get it.
Unless Joe Mixon just goes off on you.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. And right now, Mixon, let's talk about him. 146 yards or 146 rushes, 520 yards, one touchdown.
Yeah.
On a year.
And
he is a great young player. This team is bad.
Yeah, and the majority of those yards and that touchdown have come in the last 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure. They've put a renewed focus on him getting the ball, and he carried the ball a couple weeks ago like 25 times, and I don't know how much he carried it last week, but I know that they came out and said that they're really going to start forcing him the ball more.
Yeah. Like you said, 2 weeks ago it was 30 attempts for 114 yards. Last week he had 15 for 86.
Okay. Yes.
And he got his first touchdown last week.
So
I mean,
he's their best player.
Yeah. And in the game they lost to Baltimore when he had 30 attempts, they lost 49-13. Why is he touching the ball 30 times?
Because
on the
they just want to get the damn game over, bro. What do you think?
I guess it's still kind of crazy to me with him. Look, there's not much you could talk about with this game.
Not with Cincinnati's offense. They got to be one of the worst offenses in the league.
30th in points per game at 14.7. 28th in points allowed per game, 27.6.
Yeah.
They're 30th in turnover or takeaway differential, 17th in passing yards per game, 28th in rushing yards per game. It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
Like it's
they're statistically at the bottom of every category.
Yes, almost in every single category. So if the Steelers are going to try to salvage something out of the season, this is the game.
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
this is the game for Mason to have a bounce back after that trash performance. This is the game for Juju to miss, and you could see if your younger receivers could step up. They signed some undrafted guys to the main roster. So you're going to I forgot the kid's name, but he ran like a 4.3. So we'll see what he can do. He'll be in there. You get Deontay Johnson back. James Washington right now is your number one.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And Switzer's still out. So the wide receiving core is really thin right now. It's
awful. The Steelers offense is hurting.
Yeah. And you're going to see this is where the defense needs to carry him. So I expect them to bounce back. They didn't have an awful game against Cleveland, but –
they weren't.
The offense just gave them no help.
Yeah, they didn't have an awful game. They were put in some bad situations. And, you know, they still made the best out of it, what they could. So yeah. I think the Steelers' defense will be fine. Mm. I could see them – honestly, I could see them having a defensive touchdown or two, or at least, you know, getting Cincy to turn the ball over deep in their own zone, giving the Steelers' offense a short field. Yeah. They're really going to be the key – for the Steelers winning this game.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're still second in the league with takeaways. They had none last week, but it still just shows how great they've been playing this year. And since he's hurting on the injury front too, so William Jackson's still questionable. He got hurt, I think, like a couple weeks ago, and he might not play in this game. AJ Green's already ruled out again.
Yeah.
Which I don't see why you let him even play this year.
There's no point.
No, no, they should sit him. Yeah, like I said, dude, with this game, there's really not much to talk about.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see Benny Snell get back in there. Pretty, hopefully he gets.
Yeah, two pretty shit offenses, and then Cincinnati's just the cream of the crop.
Yeah, and the only thing with Cincinnati is Tyler Boyd. He's their biggest weapon right now. He has almost 600 yards receiving.
Yeah, and he came out last week after the game and complained that he wasn't getting the ball enough. So
that's crazy. Well, I mean, 58 receptions on a year.
Yeah, but he only had the last 2 weeks. He's only been targeted like 10 times or something with only a couple catches. He only had one catch for 0 yards last week.
Yeah,
and that's their best, like you said, receiving option, though. I mean,
yeah,
I don't blame him. Quarterback. I mean, that's your best receiving option, and you only get one target. That's bad coaching. Yeah. Coaches need to do a better job of getting him involved in the offense.
You're right. You're right. But you could also look at Ryan Finley's numbers. He has 282 yards passing in two games.
No, he's terrible. I know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to. I mean, Tyler Boyd is one of my starting receivers on fantasy. I'm trying to get a little.
He's one of mine too, dude. And I had to bench him this week. So,
dude, I got nobody. Everybody else is hurt. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's just garbage in Cincinnati. They're playing for that number one pick.
Yeah.
Right now they haven't.
All
right,
so there's not much to talk. Any bold predictions? Anybody stepping up? Any Minka with another touchdown?
I don't think. Look, it's hard to predict him getting another touchdown. I really think this line is going to bounce back. I could see Hargrave having a big game. I think Devin Bush could really show up in this game too. He hasn't been awful, but they haven't been. You haven't heard his name much.
Yeah.
He's still leading, I think, all rookies in tackles this year.
Yeah, he's been pretty good this year.
I think he's leading the Steelers in tackles, too. So I could see him maybe getting a sack in this game. He was a good blitzer in college.
Okay.
Maybe causing a turnover or something like that. I would like to see Steven Nelson get an interception in this game.
Okay.
It'd be nice. He's been playing solid this year, but I think he needs to get some turnovers for the game. But I think one of my biggest predictions is going to be – I think – Benny Snell is going to go over 100 yards in this game. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say James Washington has 100 and something yards in a touch.
He could, yeah. Him that's and, a good one.
Mason Rudolph, that Cowboy connection.
It would be nice to see that again. So, but I think Snell, I think they're going to pound it with him because they're 32nd in rushing yards.
A lot. Yeah.
Their defense is awful. So, I could see Snell pounding on them. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a prediction?
Yeah, I think Steelers win this big. I'll say 28-7.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers win. I do not think it's going to be big. I think they're missing too much on offense. I do not believe Mason is that good. We'll see.
Yeah.
But like I said, they're missing a couple key players on offense. I could see like a 14-10. 17-13 type game, but I do think the Steelers are going to win this one because Cincinnati is just dreadful.
Yeah. Well, I'm still taking into consideration. I think the defense is going to get something.
True. If they get a touchdown or something, that'll flip it. Obviously, it could end up being, 23-10, something like that.
And hey, maybe that helmet to the head hit a switch in Mason's head.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Ugh.
Maybe he'll learn to not pick fights with bigger guys.
Yeah, he throws another two picks early in this game. You never know. He might not finish it out.
True.
So
everybody's hollering for Duck. Everybody wants Duck Dynasty back.
I think Mason should be starting this game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't.
If he struggles again, like what are you going to do?
Don't bench Mason. He's a third round pick. You got to let him finish this season out, see if you got anything in him, even if he's just a backup for, the future or whatnot. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, I get everyone screaming for Duck, saying that Mason's awful, he needs to play. But it's like, if Duck comes in and lights it up, what's that going to do? You got Ben coming back next year.
Yeah.
You have to see what you have with Mason. Like you said, third-round pick. You have to see if he's the next guy up.
Absolutely.
And right now, Duck was a seventh-round pick and was cut by this team.
Yeah, also. And he was
– Nobody was fighting for him
when he was on the practice squad or anything.
Yeah, I love the underdog story. He looked great in preseason, but let's not jump the gun with this kid yet.
Yeah.
Because You have to see what Mason can do. I know 4 interceptions last week was awful, but Ben has had worse games than that.
Yeah, true.
So let's just slow down and just see what can happen. So,
all right. I guess we'll move on to the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Seattle Seahawks. It was a 1 o'clock game at Philadelphia. Jay, I don't think there's much to talk about with this game. I don't really give the Eagles much of a chance. You got Russell Wilson, who's playing at an MVP-type level. Yep. You have an offense that's ranked in the top 10 in rushing yards per game and passing yards, top 10 in points scored. There's not much really you can say. Russell Wilson is the straw that stirs that drink. He gets everything going on that offense, and I believe the Eagles are going to have a hard time stopping him, and I don't think the Eagles have enough firepower on offense to score with them, to be honest with you. Russell Wilson has 23 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions on the year. He's completing 68.5% of his passes. Then you got to look at Chris Carson, who's having a big year, averaging 4.5 yards per carry. I do believe the Eagles can do a good job stopping the run, so you never know with that. But it's so hard to do focus on stopping the run when you have Russell Wilson back there, who's so good off the play action. They move the pocket with him. He starts scrambling around, making plays. You can't cover these guys forever.
Oh, yeah.
So –
and he's got good receivers, too, so it's...
Yeah, you got Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf are his 2 big main targets. They're at around 800.
I didn't expect him... I'm sorry. Good.
No, you're good.
I didn't expect him to be that good this quick.
Metcalf.
I thought he might have been a little bit of a bust coming in, but...
Because there was so much hype around him, but...
Yeah.
You know,
he's living up to it.
You got somebody. Don't even get me started on it. The Eagles could have drafted him, but they took JJ Arcega-Whiteside instead. I know. I feel like I don't really have much to talk about the Eagles anymore. I feel like I say the same shit about them every single week. Yeah. I'm sure you guys are all sick of hearing me bitch and complain about how shitty their receivers are.
No, I think that's the one thing. Yeah, that's the one thing they enjoy about this show is when you lose your shit.
Yeah.
So
I'm not even going to get started on that. It would be nice to see JJ out there this week doing something. Alshon did return to practice today as a limited participant. Jordan Howard returned as a limited participant, but he was limited all last week too. He's just got to be cleared for contact with that shoulder injury.
Yeah.
There's nobody else coming to help this Eagles offense this week. The offense is dreadful. We talked a little bit on the, after the game pod, Carson Wentz has to be better.
Yes, that was by far his worst game, I thought. Yeah.
He is – I don't necessarily care how much he's paid, but he is looked at as the franchise QB, and he was paid to be the franchise QB, so he needs to elevate some guys. I know he's played well, and his guys have let him down, but he's got to do more, I guess, you know, and the only chance the Eagles have to win this game is if he puts the – is just perfect, you know. And I don't know if he can be with the guys around him at this time. But if the Eagles do have a chance to win this game, it's because Seattle's defense is not as good as it used to be. They're 28th in passing yards allowed and 23rd in points allowed. So you never know. That's the Eagles' best chance right now. They're not playing the Patriots' defense again this week. So there should be a little bit more room there. If Jordan Howard doesn't return, they signed Jay Ajayi last week to come in and kind of help out in that position. So you'd have a 1-2 punch with him and Miles Sanders. But you don't know what you're getting with Ajayi. He hasn't played football in a year. You never know. So I'm hoping Howard's healthy. If the Eagles are able to get Howard back, control the ground game, keep Russell Wilson off the field, I will give the defense credit. It's been 3 games in a row now where they've only given up, I believe, 14 points, 17 points, and 10 points, maybe. So the defense has held the opponents under 20 points per game the last 3 games. They're playing better. The return of Jalen Mills has been huge. He has played. This is the best he's ever played in his career. And yeah, that's kind of shored up the secondary. We kind of talked about that a little bit. It actually looks pretty good now that they didn't give up all those picks for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, right.
Because that's not the issue at all. The issue is 100% the offense and receiver, and they need those picks now because they're going to have to make a couple. I would, if I was the Eagles, I would take two receivers in the top three rounds next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you have
can't argue that. You like, got, what else are you going to do?
You got to overhaul the receiving corps over the corps over the next couple years. We talked about more than likely Deshaun's going to be back, Alshon's going to be back. But I'd be okay if they ate the cap hit on Alshon. I know it's like $24 million or something like that, which is insane because Howie was an idiot and decided to guarantee his contract next year to free up cap space this year that they didn't even use for anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was probably the worst move he's made in a long time. Well, I don't know. He hasn't been very good this year. But
so, man, yeah. That's a lot of money to eat.
It is, but at this point, someone's got to go. And all those rumors about him being the anonymous source, talking to Jacina Anderson and all that crap, I feel like almost for Wentz's progress as like the leader of this team and that it's his team, you're going to have to get rid of some of these guys.
Okay.
Cause if you really think about it, the amount of stuff Wentz has gone through in his career with him having playing like an MVP to then tearing his ACL to then watching his backup win the Super Bowl to getting hurt again and watching that backup go on a little bit of a run there and win a playoff game. There's guys, yeah. Like it or not, and all the rumors that have come out and people saying stuff, like it or not, there's guys in that locker room who probably don't believe in Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
because they haven't done it with him.
Yeah, I couldn't blame him for thinking that because he hasn't really lived up to the hype. He's had that one great year, the Super Bowl year, where he was MVP. I mean, I don't think many people could argue that, but
I believe so. He definitely would have been if he stayed healthy the entire year.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, I said it way back then before we had the pod. I thought it was a mistake that the Eagles brought Foles back after that Super Bowl.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
And then for something to not as big as winning the Super Bowl, but for him to go on another run like that, that has done nothing but hurt Carson Wentz in that locker room and in that city, to be quite honest. And I feel like it's kind of set him back. So if I'm the Eagles, I'm making moves this offseason to make this Wentz's team. Obviously, you can't get rid of everybody, but if there's a guy like Alshon, who could be a scapegoat, you never know.
Yeah.
Because all the rumors with him. You have to get rid of guys like that, even if there are big consequences with the cap hits and this and that, just to get Wentz, not more control, but he needs to be – people need to look at him as the franchise quarterback in that locker room, and I don't think they do at this time.
Yeah.
So – I know I went off on a little tangent there. Nothing to do with the Seattle game. It's just things I had on my mind there.
Dude, that's good. I like it. Yeah. I just – look, that 24 is a lot to eat. But you're right, because if he was that anonymous guy, you have to get that out of the locker room. It's the same thing with the Steelers. Like, we talked about this. It's the same thing with the Steelers with AB.
Yeah, they took the cap because it was just too much.
Yeah, it's 21.5, and they just said, we have to get rid of this.
The dead cap or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, you never know how he can work magic. Maybe he says to a team, you take Alshon Jeffrey and this third-round pick, and you give us a fourth-round pick. You know what I mean? Just a salary dump. You've seen that a little bit over the league the past couple of years.
Dead cap, yeah.
Yeah, with Brock Osweiler.
I was about to say that. You find a team that's really low, needs to get that big hit. Hit the cap compliance.
So you never know. I just think for this team to move forward in a positive way, they need to kind of remove themselves from the 2017 season.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. You're thinking like, oh, that's the, you don't want to, you know, that's the Super Bowl year, but it just needs to go in a different direction, I feel like.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't going to look at Carson like that until he does.
Until he wins.
It's a stupid thing to say, but
no, it's the truth.
It sucks for him because he's such a good dude. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah,
he is. He's shown flashes where he can just be one of the best in the league.
He just needs to be more consistent.
He does, and you don't want to always blame it on the weapons, but that does hurt him.
Yeah,
because he's never had that true number one guy.
Not even
that he can rely on.
It's not even that. I think what hurts Carson Wentz's consistency is that the consistency of his playmakers in the lineup, not how well they play, but just in the lineup, period. If you look at his career, he hasn't played with the same set of receivers for longer than a few weeks at a time, his entire career.
Jesus.
Like he does not have a consistent group of playmakers. If you think about it, there are guys that are just in and out all the time.
Yeah.
I'd have to say the most consistent person there is Nelson Aguilar. And we all know think about him.
Speaking of that, I saw he popped up on injury report too.
Oh yeah, I just thought that was hilarious on that dropped pass he grabbed at his knee because his knee hit the ground pretty hard. And now he's out of practice. I don't care if he plays this week or not. It's not going to do.
It's not going to change anything.
It's not going to change anything at all. So... literally, it's not gonna. It might make us better, to be honest with you. The Eagles might actually play better without Nelson Aguilar this week. All right, but let me get back to Seattle real quick. Russell Wilson playing at an MVP type level. The Eagles defense has been playing better. If they get Jordan Howard to come back and they can keep him off the field, they might give themselves a chance to win this game. If they win this game, they go to the Giants or. Giants come to Philly, then they're in Miami, so that's two more winnable games before they play Dallas, which could be for the division. The Cowboys have, I believe, somewhere in that span. I know they have the Patriots this week, which I do think the Cowboys might win that game.
Okay.
And then I also believe they have the Rams at some point and another team that maybe – I don't have it up on, but I know all they have a tough schedule coming up.
All right, so they go to New England this week. Bills go to Dallas. All right,
so the Bills,
yep. Cowboys go to Chicago. Rams in Dallas, and then they go
to Philly.
To Philly, and then Redskins in Dallas.
So they have a pretty tough schedule. You know, the Bills and the Bears each have a good defense. Their quarterbacks aren't that great.
Yeah,
but you never know.
Look, I mean, the Rams have looked bad, but still they have the potential to put something together.
Absolutely.
So,
all right. So I'll get my prediction for this week. I think it's ugly. I think the Eagles are probably going to lose like 31-14. I just don't see it. And I don't think it's going to have anything to do with the defense. I know 31 points is a lot. I think that will have a lot to do with more the offense. Not being able to do anything, kind of like last week. I don't have any faith in this Eagles offense right now. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they come out of this 6-5 and go on that run and make me look like an idiot. But so far, they have just been not a good football team. They have been literally a 500 football team, and that's exactly where they are right now, and I think that's where they're going to stay. Until some changes are made next year.
Okay.
All right.
I disagree with you on the score. I think it's going to be closer than you think. I still feel that Seattle will win this, but I'm saying more like 27-21.
All right.
Maybe. Look, you guys have a great run defense. I think you're fourth in the league in yards per game. Chris Carson's a great running back, but I still think you guys can keep him in check. You force Russell Wilson to throw the ball. He's going to do what he's going to do. He's, to me, MVP this year, whatever you want to say about Lamar. I think Carson has a bounce-back game.
I really
think he gets Jordan Matthews a little involved, more involved in this game. Nelson Aguilar could – surprise you this week. He tends to do that every once in a while.
He tends to suck all the time. I don't know.
I get it. I think Miles Sanders has a big game, and I think Jay gets involved. He didn't touch the ball at all last week. I get it. He hasn't played in a while. You don't want to rush him into it. I think J.J. gets involved, has a decent game. I think Miles Sanders leads the way in this, along with Carson. So,
but
I could see Sanders going over 100 yards in this game.
Hopefully. He wasn't used enough last week. If Howard's out again, then he needs to be the focal point.
Yeah, I think I think they're going to focus to get him the ball, get him involved, catching, running. I see him going over maybe 150 total yards.
Ooh, that'd be a lot.
I look, catching the ball, man. I think Carson
needs he missed them a couple times last week.
Yeah, he needs to have that big game here, or it's just you guys fall under 500 here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That cannot happen. It's at home. So.
You never know. West Coast team coming to the East Coast. Nice little tidbit here, though. Philadelphia has not beaten Seattle in Philadelphia since 1989. So we'll see what happens this Sunday. Maybe they're turning their luck around. They get moving in the right direction. I doubt it, though, because their offense sucks. Jay, anything else before we get out of here?
No, sir.
All right.
We're good.
Let them know where they can find us then.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter at birds_bird, Facebook page, Birds in the Bird Podcast. Please like, review, and subscribe on all podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Check us out on all those pages. Like, comment, anything. We'll talk back.
Do something.
Yeah, just something. Talk to us.
All right, sounds good. We might have something for you guys this weekend before the games on Sunday. Jay is actually going to be in town visiting again, so we might have a little like a roundtable thing with a few fans, possibly. Not 100%, but we might have.
Yeah, we're going to see how it works out. Yeah.
But other than that, everybody enjoy the games, and we'll catch you next week.